Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, athletes, coaches, fitness fanatics, anyone who's ever felt that pull between the training ground and everything else life throws your way, you're in the right place. This is Athlete's Edge, where we keep it real about what it takes to not just play the game, but truly win at life. And today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us. Finding that sweet spot between your athletic pursuits and your personal life. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling practice, games, competitions, recovery, and then trying to squeeze in some sleep, family time, maybe even a social life? You know that feeling when everything's on fire, but you're not sure if you're running towards or away from the flames. Listen, I get it. The world of sports demands dedication, sacrifice, and a whole lot of grit. But here's the truth: being an athlete isn't just about hitting peak performance on the field, it's about being well-rounded, happy, and fulfilled in every aspect of your life. And trust me, that balance is key to unlocking your true potential, both as an athlete and as a person. So, let's break down 5 essential tips for finding that perfect equilibrium. First off, prioritize. This isn't about saying no to everything else, it's about knowing what truly matters. Ask yourself, what are my non-negotiables? Family time? Studying? A good night's sleep? Once you know your must-haves, schedule them, and like any other important appointment. Secondly, learn the art of saying no. It's okay to politely decline that extra training session or social event if it compromises your well-being or personal commitments. You're not letting anyone down by protecting your time and the energy you're investing in yourself. Remember, a rested and focused athlete is always more effective than one who's burned out and stretched too thin. Thirdly, build a strong support system. This isn't just about your teammates or coaches, it's about family, friends, mentors, anyone who understands your journey and can offer encouragement, advice, or simply a listening ear. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Next up, find time for activities that bring you joy outside of sports. It could be anything from painting to playing music to just chilling with a good book. These moments of pure enjoyment replenish your soul and remind you that life is about more than just winning games. They help you recharge and come back to your athletic pursuits with renewed energy and focus. Finally, practice mindfulness. This means being present in the moment, whether you're on the field or enjoying a meal with loved ones. Take deep breaths, appreciate the small things, and let go of the constant pressure to perform or achieve. Sometimes, simply being fully engaged in the present is the greatest victory of all. Think about the time when you were totally absorbed in something, maybe crushing a tough workout or having an amazing conversation with a friend. Remember how good it felt to be completely present. That's the power of mindfulness. It helps you find balance, reduce stress, and appreciate the journey, not just the destination. Speaking of journeys, let me share a quick story. I once met a young athlete who was burning the candle at both ends, training relentlessly, competing every weekend, and barely sleeping. He was so focused on winning that he forgot to enjoy the process. One day, during a particularly grueling practice, he realized he was miserable. He had lost sight of why he loved the sport in the first place. So, what did he do? He took a step back, reassessed his priorities, and made some changes. He started incorporating more fun activities into his schedule, spending time with friends and family, and focusing on enjoying the journey instead of just chasing results. Guess what? His performance improved, his stress levels decreased, and he rediscovered his passion for the sport. So, remember, athletes, finding balance isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that support your overall well-being. Prioritize, say no when you need to, build a strong support system, find joy outside of sports, and practice mindfulness. It's all about creating a life where you can thrive both on and off the field. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends, leave us a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the momentum going. Until next time, remember, you're not just an athlete, you're a whole person, and that's something to celebrate. Keep pushing, keep striving, and keep finding your edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.